2. Huck and Becky. The next morning, as Tom walked to school, he met Huck Finn. Huck's father was always drunk. None of the mothers in the village liked Huck, but all the children liked him. Huck was always dressed in old clothes. The clothes were always too big for him. His hat was full of holes. The bottom of his coat touched the ground. He came and went as he wished. He did not sleep in a bed. He did not sleep in a house. He did not go to school or to church. He could go swimming or fishing when and where he might choose. He was the first boy to wear no shoes in the early summer. He was the last boy to wear shoes in the early winter. He never washed. He had everything that any boy could desire. Tom said, "Hello, Huck. Hello yourself. What is that? Dead cat? Where did you get him?" "From a boy." "Why do you want him, Huck?" "To take off these warts." Huck showed Tom the small spots of thick, hard skin on his hands. "How do you take off warts with a dead cat?" "You wait until the dead body of some bad person has been put in the ground. Then you take your cat and you go to that place before the middle of the night. At the middle of the night, a devil will come to carry the dead man away. You can't see them. You can only hear a sound like a wind. When they take the body away, you throw the cat after them. You say, 'Devil, follow body. Cat, follow devil. Warts, follow cat.' That will take off any wart." "When are you going to do it?" "Tonight. I think that they will come to get old Hoss tonight." "I go with you?" "If you won't be afraid." "Afraid? Will you come to my house and call to me? Make a noise like a cat." "Yes, but you answer. Another night I came to your house saying, 'Meow, meow,' like a cat, but you never answered, and your neighbors threw stones at me. Aunt Polly was watching me. But I will meow this time." Tom continued walking to school. He went in quickly and sat in his seat. The teacher looked at him. "Thomas Sawyer, why are you late again?" Tom said, "I stopped to talk with Huck Finn." All the children looked at Tom. It was very foolish to say that to a teacher. The teacher ordered, "Go and sit with the girls." Tom sat beside a new girl. The new girl turned her back toward Tom. Then, after a short time, she turned toward him, and she saw an apple on the table in front of her. Now Tom began to make a picture on a piece of paper. Then she said, "Let me see." He showed her. It was a picture of a house. "It is nice. Now make a man." The man was bigger than the house. "It is beautiful. Now make me." He made a picture of another person. "That is very nice. I wish that I could make pictures." "I will teach you at noon. Do you go home to eat?" "I will stay if you stay." "Good. What is your name?" "Becky Thatcher." "What is yours?" "Oh, I know. It is Thomas Sawyer. That is my name when they beat me. I am Tom when I am good. You call me Tom, will you? Yes. Now Tom began writing something, hiding it with his hand. She asked to see. Oh, do you want to see? I will see. She put her small hand on his, and then Tom let her pull the writing away. She read these words, I love you. Oh, you bad thing! And she hit his hand, but her face showed pleasure.